101.7 The Truth. Happy Thursday, Milwaukee. You have officially been tapped in with your girl, Jazz Tyler. Shout out to all of our listeners. Please do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth. Hit us up on social media, 101.7 The Truth. Tap in MKE and The Jazzy Effect, JazzyEffect. Thank you all so much for joining us today. Hey, man, listen. I am extremely excited. Today is, we're going to switch it up a little bit. So I've been having conversations with Meech, Biko, different people. And they want me to be more vulnerable. So, Truth Nation, you know, I want to officially welcome you all into my world a step further by introducing people who are close to me, my best friends, people that I have conversations with, friends in general. And every month on the, every Thursday monthly, we are going to start having ladies' night. So what does that mean, right? That means today we are pulling up, unpacking it, and unwinding. Ladies edition. The girl code. What are we taking to the grave? Ladies, we got to have these conversations, right? The three lanes, sisterhood, motherhood, and relationships all fit under it. What do women owe each other? What do mothers carry silently? And what changes when love enters the room, right? So, you know, we have serious conversations on this show. You know, we talk about politics, culture, education. We talk about what's happening in our communities. But sometimes women simply just need the room, right? We need the room, the space to have conversations because we battle with different things on a daily basis. Again, I always talk about how we're the mother. Some of us are, you know, the fathers too. Doctors, therapists, all of the above. So this won't be a panel, a seminar, nothing like that. This is just a room where we can invite you into our world as we have real talk conversations about life, about sisterhood, all of the above. So once a month, I am bringing three of my real life friends, real life, not on social media, into the studio with me for Pull Up, Unpack, and Unwind, the ladies edition. We are going to laugh. We are going to disagree. You know, some people might even be irritated, but at the end of the day, it matters. The truth matters. Their voices matters. My voice matters. Your voice matters, right? And here's one thing we're getting off to later, into later. If your friends tell you something about her man while she's angry, does that information belong to you now or does it expire when they make up? Now, this is a difficult question because oftentimes us as women, when we are in relationships, you know, that's the only time pillow talking is granted. Now, I don't know if I can confirm whether or not it is the woman's responsibility to go back to her friends and report whatever it is that her man told her, right? Because I've been in this situation and I am a firm believer that whatever me and my man talk about is what me and my man talk about. If I have conversations with my sisters, my female friends, you know, it's more so about guidance and opinions rather than advice, rather than me telling the business. But there has to be some type of code when it comes to this. And I brought this up on radio before. You know, sometimes we end up in situations where our female friends, our sisters, they go through things in their relationships. They come and tell us, and then they expect for us to be kikiing in Meech voice, kikiing with the guy after you done told us everything he done did to you. No, ma'am. No, I'm sorry. I don't want nothing to do with this guy if he's mistreating you, right? So my take on that is don't tell me. If you don't want me to feel away, don't tell me. And we're going to talk about that later on at the 5:30 hour. My friends, my best friend Sharika and my dear friend Kenda will be joining us at 5:30 today. At 4:30, we have another special guest, 414 Life. will be in the building. We're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about the things that needs to be done in the city of Milwaukee. So when we were teenagers, right, the girl code was don't date my ex. As we become adults, that's still the code. But I think the problem we're having is specifically in Milwaukee. And if you are listening from other cities, I'm sure this happens where you are as well. But you begin to meet different people, right? Some men you know, some men you don't. And the problem is the city is so small that there is no way for you to figure out who's talking to who or who's in who DM and inbox or who like who, unless you have a conversation about it. And 9 times out of 10, what's been happening is you will see somebody, you will see your peoples or some your homegirl with, you know, kicking it with a guy, and you'd be like, hey, he was just in my DMs. Well, how was I supposed to know? You didn't tell me, he didn't tell me, right? So we need to talk about that. We also need to talk about what does loyalty between grown women actually look like, right? If your friend tells you terrible things about her boyfriend and they reconcile, can you overlook him? Can you ever look at him the same? Can you ever have that same relationship with him? If your friend is wrong in an argument, do you defend her publicly or correct her privately? You know your friend partner is cheating. Do you tell them? If you see your homegirl man out with it, now, for ladies, this is girl code 101. Like, this is more questionable for guys. If I see my homegirl man out with another woman, I'm telling. That's the only time I'm telling. But I'm telling. I promise you I'm telling. Fellas, I don't know how y'all get down. You know, a lot of times y'all talk more than we do. But I know for me personally, I'm telling. If I see my homegirl man with somebody else, I'm telling, period. You know, your friends tell you something deeply personal during an argument. Is that information ever? Are you ever able to talk about it if in the event the friendship ends? I don't believe that should be the case. That's something that, again, I have been through as well. I think part of the issues that we have when it comes to sisterhood, when it comes to relationships with women in general is, and this is what I teach my students and my daughter, stop telling your friends business when y'all get into it. That is so disloyal. That is so messy. That is so, like, it's a disgrace. I never understood women who did that, right? I've never understood a woman who goes behind her supposedly friend's back and tells her business just because they had an argument or just because they had a disagreement. Like, there's certain things that you have to take to your grave. There's certain things that you just don't do. And that's one of them for me. When it comes to accountability, right? A lot of times women have friendships in their sisterhood, and as soon as they get into an argument, they're not friends again. That one argument should never determine your friendship, right? Me and my friends hold each other accountable. If there's something I'm doing that does not, you know, sit well with one of my homegirls, they're going to tell me. If there's something that they do that make me feel away, we're going to talk about it, right? And even if we do need a little break, it's okay. It's not the end of the world. We all are mothers. We have things going on. Life is life, right? But there are certain things, girl code, rules, all of the above that should be followed. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is it's not anything that you guys haven't heard. Again, I tell y'all all the time, I'm not going to bring y'all something that I haven't been through. But when you take a look at the young ladies, right, whether you're an educator, a parent, or someone in the community, when you take a look at all of these fights that the young ladies are having with each other, 9 times out of 10, it's over a boy. It's over gossip. It's over somebody telling a business because they got into it. It's over them not being loyal to each other. It's over social media beef. And where do you think they pick this up from? They're picking it up from their mothers, the women in their life. They go and see how their mother handles her friendships, right? Y'all think children don't be listening? They be listening. They pay attention to everything. So when you over there at the crib and you having a good time, you playing space with your friends or whatever the case may be, you on the phone talking and you talking mess about one of your friends, your daughter is paying attention to that. And that's how she's going to treat her friends. That's how she's going to treat her friends. So this segment is not only me being vulnerable and bringing you guys into my world so you can see my friends and how we get down, but it's to display sisterhood, to say, hey, especially amongst Black women, hey, we have to figure this out. The secret competition, the jealousy, the being mad at a woman over a chick that didn't even know you was messing with the chick, that has to stop. The young ladies are paying attention to us. So we have to figure this out. We have to take a stance, and I'm going to start by having my ladies edition every month so we can have these conversations, right? We got to go to break. When we come back, I have today's first hard question of the day. And fellas, you can answer this too. Can somebody be a good friend and still be a terrible person to tell your business to? I know y'all got some friends you like that. I love bro or I love sis, but I can't tell them nothing because they don't hold water. I want to hear from you, 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break. 101.7 The Truth. Treat her like a lady. One on 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. Happy Thursday, Milwaukee. Thank you so much for tapping in. Do not forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Hey, check this out, man. Listen, again, we all know that here at Truth Nation, we have some real conversations. We talk politics, community, education, all of the above. But as you all know, when it comes to Jazz, Jazz gotta lay it on you. Jazz have to give you real life scenarios that you can take with you every single day. And today, I am inviting you into my world. I am taking another layer off so you all can learn who I am and learn the people around me. So I've decided, you know, monthly to pull up, unpack, and unwind, ladies edition. I have my best friend, Sharika, and my friend, Kenda, and my friend, Cece, joining us today at 5:30 to have some conversations around sisterhood, motherhood, relationships, all of the above. Prior to that, we will be joined by 414 Life at 4:30 to talk about some of the things that they're doing in the community as well. But before we went to break, for those who are just joining us, I was explaining the purpose of this segment. My sister Trina is one of my best friends. She's twice my age. Don't blame me. Blame a father. She's twice my age, but she's truly my best friend. And my relationship with her is very important to me, primarily because she's 54. I'm 38. She helps me realize who I am and who it is I want to be when I become her age. But most importantly, that generational gap, right? She's already been through things that I have been through. So she is someone who offers prominent advice, right? Great advice and guidance. And I think oftentimes what happens in sisterhoods and friendships, especially with those you're not related to, is if there's confrontation or something that's uncomfortable, a lot of us have been trained to not see eye to eye or do things that's considered as disloyalty, right? Like if you get into an argument with your friend and then you go and tell her business to another friend or somebody else because you guys are into it, that's just something that you don't do. That's girl code 101. And I was explaining the purpose of me doing this is because not only do I understand sisterhood and the importance of it, but as an educator and a mother, I see what happens in this city with these youth, the young ladies to be exact. They're running around here fighting, right? Acting a fool. And 9 times out of 10 is because of a boy. It's because of what they say, one of their friends backdoored them. They're disloyal, telling the business. And where do you think they get it from? They're sitting in the house with the mother who is gossiping on the phone about another friend. And then a week later, the daughter sees the friend come over like nothing ever happened. And then that begins to program to them to believe that treating your female friends or somebody that's supposed to be your sister, this is normal, and it's not. And not only that, because even outside of the youth with adult women, especially Black women, we deal with secret competition and jealousy on a daily basis in our careers, in our personal lives, right? And I know there's some of you that's going to say, well, why would you want to be around women like that? Sometimes we are stuck in the quantity and not the quality. Sometimes it's this been my best friend since I was in grade school, or this has been my homegirl since I was in middle school or high school, right? Just because you've known someone for a long time does not make them a good friend. And we hold on to that and we ignore all of the red flags. You been knew that girl felt the way about you. That girl that called you her friend, you been knew she was in secret competition. You been knew that she wanted to sleep with your man. You been knew that she was jealous of you and that she been talking mess behind your back. But you've missed the red flags because you're looking at how long you guys have been friends, right? These are the things, these are the conversations we have to have. We have to have real conversations. What is it about another woman that makes you so insecure? Another woman you consider your friend or your sister that makes you so insecure to the point where you have to be envious of her. Or even if she's not your sister or your friend, it's just the fact that it's another woman and you're jealous of her. Listen, as a Black woman, the thing I despise the most is having to go through difficult situations with other Black women, especially Black women who are in the generation before me. The things that I deal with at work, the things that I have dealt with at work, right? Because let's be honest, when you young and you vibrant, some Black women who are older feel away. And when you're young and vibrant, some young women feel away about older women because they're more established. There's people who have friendships and relationships with people they've known forever, and their insecurity allowed them to be envious. They want that marriage that you have. They want that relationship you have. They want that job you have, that title, that attention you get. They want it. And instead of them saying, hey, this is what I want for myself, sis, put me in the game, put me on, they begin to do sneaky stuff and start to talk about you behind your back and backbite and so on and so on. And then now the sisterhood you once knew is no longer. There was a point in time where we didn't handle our friends and our sisters like that. Listen, I don't play the sis bro game. I don't play the sis bro game. There's a lot of women who call men their bros, but they really be cracking. They really be cracking them. Oh, that's my bro. Yeah, but y'all was just intimate like 2 months ago, sis. Stop playing. I don't play them games. If I call a man my bro, I don't even say bro. I say brother. If I call a man my brother, it's because he's my brother. If I call you my sister, it's because you're my sister. When I say, hey, sis, that's a term of endearment. That means, hey, Black woman, I see you. I recognize you. I'm not envious of you. I'm not jealous of you. I want to see you win. I'm going to pour into you because as a Black woman, I understand what we go through on a daily basis. So if I call you my sister and I say, what's up, sis? I got love for you, right? It's a term of endearment. And we have to get back to that. We have to get back to the point of sisterhood, motherhood, relationships, the village. We all are dealing with things in our personal lives. And it's up to us to make sure that we have that support system. But I am unhappy with the way that society has been portraying friendships. When you look at social media, when you look at the reality TV shows, all you see is women, Black women, backbiting each other, backdooring each other. Every time you turn around, they gossiping. They telling stuff that they ain't got no business telling, right? All for money, all for a check. There are certain things that you should not be willing to do for a paycheck, and selling out my sisters ain't one of them. Telling my sister business ain't one of them, right? Fronting on my sister for a guy ain't one of them. But we gonna talk about that too. It's a lot of women who go ghost whenever they get in relationships. Whenever they get a man, they don't want to, you ain't hear from them. They, you know what I'm saying? They, listen, I don't need the friendship if that's the case. But again, we're going to have these conversations because people are not talking about it. And when you ride around this city or you on social media and you see these kids fighting and these young ladies acting a fool, I'm telling you, I be in my students' business. You hear me? My students tell me everything. Miss Jazz, let me tell you what happened over the summer. So, you know, this boy, so-and-so, well, so-and-so, she was texting him when I was with him and she supposed to be my friend. She was just spending a night at my house the other day. Well, why is that? How did that even come about? Because they don't understand. They don't, this generation does not have a code. And I know y'all have heard this before, not even just the young women, but the young men as well. They don't follow a code. Nobody is telling them to make sure that, hey, listen, when you have a friendship with a woman or a man, you don't go and mess with their whoever they're messing with. When y'all get into it, you don't go and tell their business behind their back or talk about them behind their back. Nobody is telling these babies this. They're watching their parents do this and think that this is normal. Again, these are the silent conversations. These are the silent situations that we don't have discussions about and it needs to be addressed. So today I'm going to open y'all up to my world so we can have these conversations so y'all can see what sisterhood look like and what it should be. We all go through trials and tribulations. You're not going to agree on everything, but it's how you react and how you handle that situation. Shout out to the chat. Marty said, people has better judgment when you invite them to your business. Be sharing your business. They will never see you the same. Once they getting they back blowed out. Marty, I'm trying to listen. I know I have, you know, people that I consider friends, family, associates. Whenever they get into a relationship, I don't hear from them. Whenever they meet somebody, I don't hear from them. Now, let me tell you this. There's a difference when somebody is dating and somebody is married. If my friends are married and I don't hear from them as often, that's because they are doing their due diligence. They're a mother, a wife. It's a lot that come with that. But for the ones who are not married, when they get into relationships and they go ghost over a man, they can't be trusted. They tell you their business and how he dogging them, and then they go back to him and act funny towards you. They can't be trusted. Period. Right? Ain't no eggplant that good. You understand? There is no eggplant on this earth that good to make me not want to talk to my friends. Now, maybe I ain't run into it yet. I'm just saying. Marty said, your world, yes, my world. I invite what I want into my world. So, again, if you are joining us today, we are talking about sisterhood, motherhood. I am introducing y'all into my world. I'm bringing my best friend and my homegirls to come and pull up. Man, we're going to have some conversations. We're going to get real. We're going to talk about it. Things that we should and shouldn't do in a sisterhood so that we can set an example for other Black women as well as the young ladies, right? We also have 414 Life coming. We're going to talk about some things they're doing at 5 o'clock. The things they're doing in the community of Milwaukee. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. When we come back, I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. Pull up, baby. One on 1.7 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Hey, Truth Nation, do me a favor. Don't be shy. I don't bite. I promise I don't. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. Here's my hard question for this hour. Does loyalty require confidentiality even after the friendship ends, right? Does loyalty require confidentiality even after the friendship is? Because everybody knows the phrase, we don't talk anymore, so I don't owe her anything. Hold on a minute. If I trusted you when we were friends, why does losing the friendship suddenly give you permission to expose things that I told you when I trusted you, right? So if you are just now joining us, we are talking about sisterhood, motherhood, in friendships, relationships. I am bringing my real friends in real life on the station today so we can have a conversation about this. I am so sick of seeing the young ladies run around this city fighting over boys and over backbiting and who said what. And I am sick of dealing with other black women who have secret envy and jealousy for no reason at all. We have to rebuild this sisterhood. We have to become a village again. And we're going to start today by having these hard conversations, right? Before we went to break, I was telling y'all, some sisters, some people, when they get in relationships, not marriage, but when they get in relationships, they disappear. Mahdi said they begin their back blowed out. They begin that eggplant pull up on me that 5 o'clock in the morning. And now all of a sudden they want to disappear. They don't have nothing to say. They don't want to talk to you only when it's convenient, right? That's not your friend. So again, we're going to talk about it today. We are going to talk about, does loyalty require confidentiality even after the friendship ends? I've been in situations where I've been friends with people and they have, you know, shared my personal business that I confided in them with, even pertaining to my relationships. And I for the life of me, I can't understand. I can't understand it. I don't move like that. I never have, never will. And it's very hurtful. And I want to get back. I want black women specifically, right? I want black women. Listen, can we please get back to a place of loving one another and supporting each other, right? Stop becoming upset with the woman you don't know over a man. Stop becoming upset with the woman that you're cool with because she has something you want and you don't have it. If you're around her, pay attention to how she's getting it or just simply ask her for the information. But the envy and the jealousy is what's causing us to be divided. And now is not the time. With this state of climate in this country, in this world, now is not the time for black women not to be shoulder to shoulder. Right? I'm not in secret competition with you, sis. I want to help you. I don't want to tell your business. I want to figure a way out to help you through whatever it is that you're going through. And that goes back to what we talk about all the time, the healing. The healing journey. Some of y'all got to check yourself, right? I be talking stuff about the men, but I'm talking to the ladies. You got to check yourself. You got to check your insecurities. You don't have no business running around disliking a woman that you don't even know because your man tried to talk to her. You better go check that ninja. She ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You don't have no business maintaining a friendship when you really know that how you feel about her. If you really are envious of her in a secret competition, you a sick individual if you choose not to work on yourself to better the friendship and stay friends with her just because you want to see what she got going on. Y'all be watching these reality shows and y'all think that this is how sisterhood is supposed to go. It's not. It's not. Sisterhood is not. I see all of the social media. They make it cool. Like, oh, yeah, my homegirls, they going to lie for me. Listen, they not going to lie to me. I don't want my friends never lie to me. I don't have yes women around me. If I need to be checked, they're going to check me. No matter how I feel about it. Hey, Jazz, you. Look, sis, you was wrong. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this instead. Y'all so busy being around people, right? When it's time, when you catch a man's cheating and you want to go bust out his windows and your homegirl right there with you. I'm not going to jail with you, ma'am. I'm not sleeping on no cement bed and eating no cold bologna sandwiches because you knew he was cheating from the get-go. And now you want me to come and be a part of the shenanigans. I'm not doing it. No. Get you a friend that's going to say, sis, nah. We ain't going to bust out his windows. We're not going to do none of that. Accountability. Y'all run from accountability. A lot of friendships, especially with women, ends because you don't want to be held accountable. If my friends make me feel away, I'm going to tell them. And we're going to have a conversation about it. But guess what? In the event we're not friends no more, they know for a fact I'm not going to tell their business. That's my girl code. Whatever you tell me is between us. And I don't want to know the business with you and your man. Because I'm not going to tell you about me and mine's Because 9 times out of 10, you got a sneaky friend around you that want to hear all about your relationship, and she want it so bad, she might even try your ninja. She might even try him because she wants your life so bad. You're not going to know about what's going on in my household when it comes to my man, good or bad. We can have a conversation. Keyword, I said man, not somebody I'm dating, my man. That's off guards. Whatever my man pillow talk to me about, nobody gonna know about. That's for me. But again, we have to go back to the beginning. Some people were raised differently. Some people are strung out on this social media and reality TV so much to the point where it has become normal for black women to just be pent against each other. We got to figure this out, man. Let's talk about it. We got a caller on the line. Brother Love, are you there?
Yes. Hey, how you doing today, Jazz?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good on this ladies edition. I like this, Jazz. I just want to add to it. I think that the ladies, the sisterhood is a great thing. I think it's about sacred trust and wounded hearts, you know, that needs to be healed on that journey. And sexual chemistry, and women need to stop taking sexual personal revenge on men.
Mm.
And can you give me an example? And I give you an example.
You
then.
Tell me what your example is.
Okay. Well, my example would be, you know, when a woman is, you know, in the bedroom, pillow talking, you know, making love with a woman, having sex, that's her worshiping God. That's her worshiping experience with God, or I would say even her man or her husband. You know what I'm saying? Instead of using the time to have a panic attack and get angry during that intimate moment, a woman can use that time to cry out to God or her man, and that's when a man knows that a woman is loving him, and a man can respond better. Because you shouldn't have to ask a man, baby, do this, do that, do that. He should already know to do it.
Fact. That's a fact. Thank you so much, Brother Love, for tapping in with us today. I truly appreciate you. Marty over here cutting up in the chat. He said black hate is at an all-time high for black women. It's crazy. They on social media trying to unalive each other. This is a fact, Marty. You understand what I'm talking about, right? This is real. And if you out and about in the city of Milwaukee, you know exactly what I mean. If you have friends, I'm talking to the women. If you have friends, you know exactly what I mean as well, right? We go through the worst. We go through the worst in our sisterhoods and relationships with our real family members and relationships at work when it comes to dealing with the same sex. I am a girl's girl. One thing that I despise, I don't like the word hate, but I absolutely hate when women choose to go against the girl code. I hate when a woman who knows that she feels a way about you still tries to come up and sneak and be cool with you instead of figuring out whatever she got going on inside of her and not involving you in it. I hate that there's secret envy, secret competition that has nothing to do with us. There is no reason why you should not be able to have a sisterhood with your friend without having to worry about if she's going behind your back, starting stuff or talking mess. Y'all, these young ladies are looking up to us. Whether you like it or not, your daughter is looking up to you too. She hear you. She hear you in your bedroom gossiping about your other friend to the other friend. I don't like, and another thing, I don't like the mean girls. I absolutely do not like women who act like they are a girl's girl, but they are really a mean girl. I am a girl's girl. What does that mean? That means that when I'm around, like, don't get it twisted. There are just some people I absolutely cannot deal with. There are some women I absolutely can't deal with because they come with too much mess, too much drama, too much secret competition. But I am a girl's girl. That means that, listen, sis, I don't have to dim my light. I don't have to dim your light to make me feel better. I don't have to belittle you, front you off, especially in front of another man, in front of a man or another woman. I don't have to do any of those things to make me feel better. I am secure within myself enough to be friends with women and to have a sisterhood to where there's no jealousy and secret competition. A lot of people like to put on these shows. They want to have events and seminars and panel discussions and chime in on social media like they really for sisterhood, and they're not. There is nothing like a fake mean girl. And if you listening, ladies, you know exactly what I mean. Shout out to my cousin Marty Graves. He says, some people just talk a lot. You tell them something, they go tell your business right away. Yeah. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all what I do sometimes. Sometimes I lie. I don't like liars, but sometimes I lie. You know why? Depending on who asks me a question, if I know they trying to play me close, baby, I'm going to spin you faster than her. I'm going to spin you. Because by the time it get back to me, I know who said what. I do it all the time. I do it all the time. Some people do want to get close to you just to know your business so that they can go back and tell your business, right? Those are the kind of people you got to keep up out your circle. Marty said, like you said, eggplant got them crashing out. The cream pie got them pounding. Pretty girls have to have discernment with these females today. Exactly. Use your discernment. There are some crazy people out here, people who will befriend you just to try and become you. It's sick. It's sick. So we got to go to break. When we come back at the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to pause and we're going to have a sit down with 414 Life about the community events that they're having in the city of Milwaukee. And at the 5:30 mark, I got my best friends. They pulling up, man. We about to get real. It's about to go down. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Thank you so much for joining and tapping in with your girl. Please make sure you like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 101.7 The Truth, and follow us on social media as well. For those who are just now joining us today, I expressed earlier that I am doing something different, right? Once a month, I'm going to bring in my real life friends so we can have a conversation about sisterhood, motherhood, relationships, all of the above. And before we went to break, we were having a discussion about what sisterhood looks like. The mean girls who try and act like they're girly girls and all of the above. We'll tap more into those topics later on once I am joined by my best friend Sharika and my dear friend Kenda and Cece. But one of the things that I wanted to discuss to the ladies is, and just anybody overall, but thinking about this topic made me realize that a lot of us was never really trained to properly be a friend. We didn't really know how to be a friend, some of us. And the reason why I say that is because, especially if you're the oldest daughter in certain households did not have the healthiest relationships with their mothers. And this is why they don't understand the term of sisterhood or how to be a real friend. Right. And if you are one of those, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I am the oldest out of my mom's children, and I am her firstborn. So I was placed with responsibilities at a young age as it pertains to the household and assisting with, you know, raising my siblings. And that put a strain on me and my mother's relationship because I did not know how to express to her how I felt and why I felt the way that I did. And I was being very subjective because now that I'm a mother, I understand that you got to do what you got to do. Some things you just don't have time to sit and talk about, especially when you come from a certain generation. My mom was born in the 50s. My mom was born in 1958. And that's the generation. Y'all know what I mean. They stuck in their ways. You know, back then, you don't have to explain nothing. I don't care how old you are. You my child. I don't owe you an explanation about nothing. And that is the attitude that a lot of our elders have. And to put a strain on our relationship, which then forced me not to even want to deal with women in a friendship capacity on any level, right? Granted, I have, you know, my two best friends. Shout out to my best friend, Shanika. She couldn't make it today, but Shanika and Sharika, I've known them more than half of my life, right? And I've had female friends throughout me growing up, but I've always been cool with the guys. I was a tomboy. I played sports. I played basketball. I grew up with my brothers. But one thing about having male friends is you don't have to worry about the secret competition. So to my fellas out there, because I know y'all, I know y'all about to eat me up. I already know. A lot of men don't trust women who have a lot of male friends. But hear me out, right? Hear me out. A, when you have a woman who is in a male-dominated industry, it is she becomes accustomed to working with men. Me, specifically, I grew up around my cousins, my brothers, people in the neighborhood that were playing. I played basketball, so I was constantly around men. But I've had situations in elementary school and middle school with young ladies at the time that made me not want to be their friend. When I seen how they act, it made me not want to be their friend. The relationship that I had growing up with my mom made me not want to have women friends because I felt like I couldn't trust them. I felt like they were sneaky. I felt like they gossip too much. You know, they do a lot of backbiting. And it was difficult for me. It was difficult for me for a long time to obtain new friends. I had the mentality of no new friends, right? And the older I became, the more I realized that there is something special about having a real sisterhood. There is something so special about having friends of every generation, right? I'm a mentor. I have young ladies that I mentor. I have two best friends that's in my generation. And I have a lot of more female friends who are associates who are, you know, the generation who are in their 50s. A lot of my friends are older. You wouldn't even know, right? And the reason being is because we all are at different stages in our lives and that information has to be translated. That is where we go wrong. So my friends who are in their 50s, they are feeding me information at 38 to prepare me to become the woman I need to be in my 40s. You understand? The information that I have, I am giving to the younger sisters in their 20s and in high school so that they don't have to make the same mistakes that I have. So the sisterhood is bigger than who you smashing or who you cracking. The sisterhood is bigger than I don't like her because she talked to somebody I used to talk to. The sisterhood is bigger than I'm mad at her, so I'm going to go tell her business. It's bigger than that. Sisterhood is needed, especially with Black women, especially in the workplace too. You have to be willing to set your jealousy, your envy, your secret competition. We all have flaws. Whatever those flaws are, you have to be willing to set it to the side because the sisterhood is more important. When you look at men, this is something that men has mastered, right? When you look at men and how they, you know the saying from back in the day, bros before hoes, what they were simply saying was, my brotherhood is so locked in that can't nobody make me deter from it. And that's how you got to be with your sisters. You got to stop the foolishness. That is the village. Women, we are the village. They keep saying, what happened to the community? What happened to the village? The women, we don't get along. Yes, the Black man was taken out of the household. Yes, we know that there is discrepancies between Black men and Black women. But let's be clear. No matter where you grew up at around this country, when you think about your neighborhood, if you grew up in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, it was the women who were prominent inside of that community. It was the women, right? We don't have that anymore because the women is not getting along. The women will rather sit up here and watch Orange County Housewives and Love and Hip Hop and all of this other stuff that's constantly showing Black women arguing, fighting, hating on each other. And don't get me wrong, we all have our guilty pleasures. But let's be clear, what you watch matters. What's being projected when it comes to Black women and sisterhood matters. And for the past 10 to 15 years, The only thing we've seen when it comes to black women loving up on one another was the opposite. Rarely do we ever see anything about sisterhood, about what it actually means to be a real friend. And that's what we have to get back to. We have to get back to holding each other accountable without telling each other business. We have to get back to not disliking a woman that you don't know because of somebody she talks to. Oh, you talk to my ex. I don't like her. Or he cheating on me with her. I want to fight her. For what? Now, if she knew, don't put the paws on her, man. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. But what I'm simply saying is we have to grow up. Women, put your big girl drawers on. You got to be a big dog. You cannot feel a way towards other women for something that has nothing to do with them. A lot of times it has nothing to do with them. It's our own insecurities. And we're going to call it how it is. You don't like that girl because she cute. You don't like that girl because she be pulling all the guys. You don't like that girl because she's shining. Right? You don't have a reason to dislike her. You don't have a reason. You're making up a reason because of your own insecurities. And that's going to stop you from building a friendship that could potentially last a lifetime. So again, we're talking about sisterhood, motherhood, relationships at the 5:30 mark. I have my best friends pulling up, going to have these conversations. But coming up at the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to take a break, pause, come back. Talk community with 414 Life. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Do not touch that dial. 101.7 The Truth.